Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We obviously are following the story in Israel very, very closely. It is absolutely frightening. My son last night eventually decided to leave Tel Aviv. He went to stay further inland at a place that just hasn't been so badly hit by rockets. He needed a good night's sleep. And when you think about that, really, really difficult. This is happening all over Israel. Hanan Rubin is joining us on the line. He is a technology, impact technology entrepreneur and a former member of the Jerusalem City Council. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you? First of all, how are you feeling and how are you managing?
Hi, good morning, Howard. Thank you for having me today. Personally, I'm fine. I live in a place where it's pretty quiet and safe. But I know that a lot of Israelis haven't slept during this night and former nights before because of the missiles or because of the riots. And it's very unfortunate. It's a very sad situation and tough.
It is indeed. And it's actually an incredible thing because I didn't realize, and until you have a personal connection there, you don't realize the impact of this broken night's sleep, of going to, how it plays on your mind, you know, making sure that you go to sleep in clothes that you can run out the door, listening with one ear open in case you miss the siren, the being woken up in the middle of the night, your heart racing, and then trying to get back to sleep. The sleep deprivation has been a very real issue.
I think that you South Africans will be able to understand us maybe better than others, because what's happening right now is it comes from both sides. From one side, we have the missiles from Gaza, which is something that we got used to. Mm. It's a very unfortunate thing to say we got used to it, but it's something, you know, we have it for many, many years, and thank God our own home is helping to protect us. But when you combine this, you know, missiles from Gaza all over Israel, from one hand, and the Israeli Arabs making a very, very violent riot from the other hand, then you feel that, you know, the world everything here is falling apart. And mm-hmm. We're very optimistic. We all try to stay optimistic and to do whatever we can in order to the situation better, but it's still very, very hard to feel that it comes from both sides, like from inner conflict and from something.
Yeah, I think the inner conflict or the inside the Israel border thing has been one that has really impacted on Israelis, and I think in some ways more upsetting because you're used to an external enemy. Suddenly, when it's happening with inside of Israel, it becomes a lot more scary, I think.
Right. I totally agree.
All right. So you are an impact technology entrepreneur. How can we extend a helping hand for those caught between in this conflict?
So, you know, all of us Israelis, after we serve the army, we still stay in reserves, and we're being called from once in a while to do whatever needs to be done. But since I have six children, then if you have six children, you're basically do not do reserves in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I was injured, so I wasn't called. And you know, I was sitting in my house in my office for the past few days, and I felt that I can't, like, something is happening here, and you know, maybe I'm not being called to the army, but I need to be called to a service, social service, I would say. So I drove to two places. I drove to Lod and I drove to Ashkelon, and I visited the people there, like some friends or friends of friends. Without anything, you know, just came and visited. And I saw that when I came there and showed them that I actually, you know, that I care, that I see their suffering and I want to do something about it, even if it's just coming to say hello and to give a visit, I understood that maybe we, most of the Israelis right now, we don't have something practical that we can do. But maybe the only thing that we can do is just showing other people that we care. So I came along with two ideas that were like the immediate ideas that I had in my mind. The first one was I contacted all my friends around the globe who I know who own different properties in Israel, and I asked them if they want to host, because they're not here right now, because of the situation, because of COVID and all of that, and I asked them if they want to give their properties to families that will enjoy this some quiet out of the areas that are suffering the missiles and the riots. And I was extremely, I wasn't amazed to find out, but I was extremely excited to find out so many people reached out, and it's people who have houses that you can call like museums, you know, that they don't want to have people young children running around, but and they opened their heart and say immediately, I would love to have them around, and thank God we have about almost 50 families staying for a weekend in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. People from Ashkelon and Ashdod and Sderot and other places who suffer from the missiles coming to those properties, and I was extremely excited about that. That was the first thing that we did. And then I said, you know, I have this, and the other idea was, how can I show those people that we care, most of Israel, that most of the Israelis, we care about them? And I started to send a message, a WhatsApp message, to friends, and I said, let's bake a cake and bring it on Friday to the people of Lod and Akko and other places that suffered the riots. Let's just bring cakes, you know, and chalot, chalav, before Shabbat, and with a note or drawing, small drawing, just to show people that we care and we think about them and we pray for their safety and health. And in a few hours, I'm going to go to Lod and Akko, and I'm going to spread around more than 10,000 cakes and chalot for Shabbat.
Amazing. Absolutely.
Just one
amazing
message.
That's
they
incredible.
Went around and burned the whole internet and
unbelievable
social networks.
I absolutely love that. We do need to leave it here. Unfortunately, it has gone 7:30. Hanan Rubin, an impact technology entrepreneur and former member of the Jerusalem City Council, doing what he can to help in the situation.